Yo.
It is episode 20. Holy crap.
Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop. We've been doing this for 2 decades. Episode 20. Hello, everyone. You're currently listening to Funny, Hot, and Very Cool.
I'm Hannah. That's Kimmy.
I'm Kimmy. We haven't introduced ourselves in so long, but maybe people are tuning in for the first time ever.
Yeah. I always forget that, and I'm like, we should probably introduce ourselves.
And I reiterate, I think the only people that listen to this are our inner circle. So,
I mean, yeah, that's.
And then wasn't there like one person in like the UK or somewhere?
There's someone in Belgium.
Belgium. I hope you're listening now.
Yeah.
Our Belgian friend.
Whoever you are. I hope you stuck with us.
I hope you're doing great out there. I hope you're still tuning in. We haven't lost you yet. I've lost myself, so.
Yeah, I hope you're still staying funny, hot, and very cool.
Oh. I'm doing something bad again. I'm not kelping today.
I have one.
I'm not, because I'm going to watch a basketball game after this, and I'm going to be drinking a lot of Diet Coke, so I didn't want to over-caffeinate myself this evening and unnecessarily have a kelp right now.
That's fair. That's valid. This one just squirted all over my setup
Speaking of being over-caffeinated, I just realized that I don't think I've actually ever been over-caffeinated.
I thought you said over-kelpinated.
That too. I don't think it's possible for me.
I feel like the only times I ever feel over-caffeinated is when I've had a lot of caffeine, but my anxiety is also very high at the same time.
Yes.
And that's why I consumed a lot of caffeine so I could focus on stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's not that I probably am over-caffeinated, but I think I only feel it when I am anxious.
I agree. I don't think that I actually get like my heart pitter-pattery from the caffeine content. I think it's my anxiety, and then I drink coffee, so it's just like anxiety but faster.
Exactly. That's what it feels like. And then you forget to eat because you're anxious about everything.
Yeah.
And then you're like, fuck. So you're like caffeinated a lot, super anxious fast, no food, stomach.
That reminds me, I have not taken my medicine today, so we'll
take
need to do
shit.
That with food after we record this episode. But yeah, whenever our friends are like, oh, I'm like seeing sounds, I'm so over-caffeinated, I shouldn't have had that latte, I'm like, I don't think I'm capable of feeling like that. Or maybe it's just such my baseline because I've lived with anxiety for so long that I just don't. Well,
correct. I'm like, maybe my hand will like shake a little bit. But also, you want to see something funny?
Yeah,
for
so bad.
People, I tried to fake tan. It's bad.
I'm not going to show my feet on this podcast because that's inappropriate, and also a monetization aspect that I'm not willing to share at this time. But I also self-tanned yesterday, and my feet are 2 different colors on both feet. So we're just working with a lot of shades.
Yeah. My body looks rubbed in. I tried a new self-tan, the Tanologist foam. Not the one that you wash off. So it like everything's like, it's like a water foam. So it like looks white and everything when you rub it in. So it looks like pretty even like on my like legs and stuff. And then I was like, oh, I'll just get the backs of my hands a little bit right before I go to bed. And then I think I put
not to brag, but I kind of slayed my hands.
Yeah, it looks great. My hands were so pale.
A bright color nail polish on so that it will like contrast. And my wrists aren't bad either.
No.
Wow. I did one thing right.
It's not great, but
it's okay.
I'm hoping it helps to at least set a new baseline for my hand color, because I'm tired of them always looking pale. I hide my hands a lot in the summer because I feel like I always end up washing sunscreen off of them, and then they like get sun damage.
Yeah, in the back of your hands, like old people have such bad sun damage on the back of their hands. I always put like the remnants of my skincare and sunscreen on the back of my hands to hopefully protect them and not look like sun spotty when I'm old and decrepit.
Hands give away your age, everyone. Don't forget
Yeah.
that.
Pro tip.
Get Botox in your phalanges. What would that even help with? I don't know. Arthritis?
Maybe
Who's to say?
like your dexterity.
I know, because doesn't it like it's a toxin, so it's supposed to like numb a feeling? I feel like that
Yeah,
would be
so
tough on your
not your
hands.
dexterity. You just won't be able to write.
Or maybe they put it in like your joints or your knuckles, so then you don't feel like pain as much or something. I
I
don't
don't know.
know.
That's a great question. I'm sure it exists out there, Botox for the joints. I
Someone's
know
done a study somewhere.
someone's done it. Listen, people in LA were drinking semen a few years ago, so I'm sure Botox has been put in all places.
And now they're
Wait,
putting it in jewelry.
didn't I've seen that. Didn't Cristiano Ronaldo get Botox in his balls? Like,
Yeah, was that
yeah.
him? Someone did.
I think so, to make his balls look bigger. I'm Googling it right now. Which is like, is that really what you want?
I mean, I
You
guess if you have the
know?
money and that's the one
Yeah.
thing that's making you unhappy in your iconic career.
Yeah, it literally says Cristiano Ronaldo gets Botox injections in his genitals. I'm getting Botox done on my balls to get these wrinkles out.
Oh, he just doesn't want his dick to look old.
I don't know. I don't know what source to trust. I mean, that was Reddit, so definitely not that one, but
The fact that there's even speculation about it is enough for me.
yeah, Botox in
Wow.
his penis. More specifically, to increase the thickness by anywhere by between 1 to 3 centimeters. It can That's a lot of centimeters. It can
Thickness as
last up
in
to
like girth?
birth, I guess. Yeah, it can last up to 2 years, is reversible, and doesn't require stitches, although it is not a treatment that's guaranteed to work.
Interesting.
There you've had it for our male listeners. There is hope for you.
Damn, that's crazy. So
Yeah.
not length, but overall thickness.
Yeah.
So do
Apparently.
you have that pencil dick?
Something about being on my phone just now reminded me that I wanted to rant quickly about how much I hate rude receipts.
Okay.
So I hate them. That's really all I have. No, I'm kidding. That's not all I have to
Good
say, but
story.
thank you. I hate read receipts because, first of all, are they called read receipts or red receipts? I need a formal answer.
I say read receipts because I like the alliteration of the sound, the re sound, but I
I
know it
agree.
should be red receipt because you
Which
read
is also why I'm part of the psychotic community that says Reese's Pieces.
it.
I agree. The alliteration scratches my brain, but I think it's red receipts because it shows you when it was read.
That yeah, my brain tells me read, but my heart tells me read. So that's where I
Always in
stand.
conflict with each other.
I don't like to
Anyway,
use
I hate
them.
them. It gives me anxiety when people have them because I don't like knowing when someone's ignoring me on purpose.
I just don't like
And
being held to a standard of you opened my thing, why didn't you respond?
yeah. Yeah, me too.
Because
That's
like
all.
you open something and then you get distracted, or you type a
Yeah.
response and you thought you hit the little send, but you didn't actually hit the little send, and so you open
Yeah.
the text again and your words are just sitting there ready and waiting.
Dude, my favorite thing is when you're texting someone for some reason that you don't talk to often, and so it feels like a massive chore to communicate with them, and like you're answering in paragraphs and you're catching up about life, and then you just don't respond because it's such a mental lift to do so. And
Yeah.
then you can tell that the other person feels the same way. So the cadence of response is like once every 36 hours. And then eventually someone just doesn't answer that paragraph of a reply. And I'm like, cool. I'm glad we both weren't putting effort into this.
You know, how often do you text old people that, or older people, boomers, that aren't your family?
Basically, never.
I've had to communicate with a few of them in the past couple months. And it's interesting
A
because,
few of them. I love how you speak about it like they're a different species.
yeah, I'm just like, why am I writing this like an email? Because I feel
Yeah,
like you have to. And
you
then
do.
they sign off their texts and you're like, do I have to sign off my texts now?
Yeah.
I don't want them to feel self-conscious, even though they won't, but like
I did recently get a text from a family friend, and he signed it off with his name, which actually was helpful because I didn't have his number, but it was very formal. Like, I feel like boomers are maybe the only people who would use the subject line setting in iMessage,
Yeah.
which maybe we should bring back as a bit. Like, subject line, happy hour. Hey, everyone.
Re-happy hour on my way.
Yeah, re-date tonight.
So, yeah, although I will say it's kind of cute when they sign off because the one person I text, it's about dog sitting or walking their dog, and he'll sign off like his initial and the dog's initial. And then put
That's
like a paw
cute.
print emoji. And so I think that's really adorable and treasured. But,
That is cute.
in the initial like texting with various boomers, you're just like, I don't know how to
Yeah.
reply.
And then if you use some type of slang, you're like, they're definitely not
Yeah, I have
gonna
to like
get
make sure I
this.
have correct grammar. I'm literally writing an email.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, when I talk to my parents, they're pretty like short and sweet with it. I'm literally going home this week and I'm texting my mom about what groceries to stock the house with for me, which is like the best part of going home because I don't have to A, pay for groceries, and I'll get there and everything will just like be magically there. And I was like, can you get me Smart Pop? And she was
Yum.
like, I said the Smart Pop white cheddar. And she goes, smart only kettle corn or butter. And I was like, not microwave popcorn. It should be in a bag in the chip aisle. And she goes, skinny girl white cheddar. And I was like,
Put me on
I
FaceTime.
was like, I think that she meant Smart Pop, not skinny girl. I don't know. We'll see. I'll
Skinny
follow
girl
up.
does make popcorn, so you may have that.
Honestly, whatever. It's just, I'm like, Mom, I know it's there, but it's fine. I'll
Yeah.
go grocery shopping on my own when I get home.
Yeah, my parents are not that bad, but it is funny texting others. Do do
I
do
just had
do
a
do
brain
do.
fart. This is what happens when we don't put a list of things
We
down.
really do. Okay, here you go.
Okay.
You're not ready for this. I learned
Okay.
something new this week.
Topic pivot.
Well, it was on social media, a TikTok, if you will, while we still have it. And so I'm watching now. I can't
I
gesture with
know
my
your
hands because I
hands.
keep seeing
Also,
my tan.
what a fucking time for me to not have TikTok that it's like about to be banned and I'm just
Yeah.
not soaking in the last few months.
Not the TikTok toe, as Nancy Pelosi
That was so funny. Oh my gosh, the memes coming out of that.
Anyway, so you know, in social media, you have like the person on the street type of people who like interview
Yes.
random.
Like, can I tour your apartment? Or, like, what do you
Yeah, or
do for
like,
a
what do you do, or
living?
how did you guys meet? So
Yeah.
there are some that are specific to college campuses. Blah, blah, blah. And I've seen a lot that are specific to Mormon colleges.
Yes.
Okay.
I
Especially
love.
BYU. And they're
Yes.
like, what do you guys know about this? Or like, would you rather this or like something to do with Mormonism? It's like $500,000 trillion or like meet the founder of modern day Mormonism. And they're like, meet the founder. I forget
Yeah,
his name.
or I mean, even worse than that, it'll be like, would you rather kill a puppy or have a sip of coffee? And they all say, kill a puppy.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm just like, oh my, I don't know if most people know this, but apparently in Mormonism, you can't drink coffee or have any. Is it any
It's
caffeine or is it?
caffeine, but I think like coffee's the worst offender. And like, I think like a pop or soda, I think they call it pop in Utah. A soda
So
is the
like
worst.
a soda's the worst?
Or so, sorry, I think soda is like the best, but like,
Wait, no, aren't they allowed to drink soda? Because in Utah they have that
yeah, that's like their only
what?
caffeine. That's what I'm, it's like a milk and
yeah,
and cola.
Yeah, what are they called?
So I don't know.
Swigs.
There it
Swigs.
Is. Yeah, that's so I'm like, brand. I know coffee's a no because of caffeine, but then I'm like, is it caffeine-free cola that they're drinking? Or is it like just because there's a smaller amount, like they can have chocolate and
no, I think pop. Chocolate's off the table too.
Okay, then maybe if they have caffeine-free stuff.
Soda. Caffeine-free Swigs. Yeah. I am really intrigued by Swig. Like,
have a swig of my swig.
They're like creamy soda, sugary dessert concoctions. Yeah. And I'm like,
it's like not a milkshake, but it's like halfway there. Yeah.
I have seen people on TikTok put half and half in Coke. And I'm like they'll get up in the morning, you know, those aesthetic videos that are like, get ready to work from home with me for the day. And it's just like them making iced coffee in like a really pretty glass from Amazon. Those videos, a lot of them I'll see girls like put half and half in Coke as if it's like your morning coffee.
What?
Which I think is really interesting.
Interesting. I have not seen that.
I don't want to. I that's a lie. I do want to do it. I want to try it so that I can hate it and be right.
I wonder if those girls are Mormon.
Perhaps. It is giving Mormon aesthetic.
And that's their morning whatever. Instead of coffee. That would make so much sense if that's the case.
That would. Maybe I'm accidentally, or I accidentally was on Mormon talk.
You're getting influenced by Mormons and you don't even know about it. They are very aesthetic, I will say.
Mom, help, I've been influenced by a Mormon.
Yeah. Oh god. So I came across one that was on BYU campus, you know, mm-hmm. famous Mormon college, and they're interviewing a couple. And I thought it was going to be one of those ridiculous ones. And I do like to pause and watch them because I'm like, how crazy is this going to be about, yeah. like, have you ever watched a horror movie or PG-13 or whatever the fuck?
Or when it's a couple and they're like, how long did you date before you got married? And they're like, I think, like 16. Yeah. Was it 16 days? Yeah. 16 days, 17 days. And you're like,
oh yeah. My God. So I like to watch it because I'm like, this is fascinating. Holy yeah. shit. So
it's a bad car accident. You can't look away.
Here I've paused and a woman is interviewing. She's asking the questions of this couple mm-hmm. and she's like, you guys are a couple. And they're like, yeah. And she's like, do you guys like soak or have you soaked? And for those of you who don't know what soaking is, you can Google it.
Yeah, I think we're going to tap out of the science podcast genre for this.
Anyway, it's too much. I can't explain it like in a respectful way because I think I would laugh too much. So she was asking that, or like, would you soak or something like that? And the guy kind of hesitated, and then the girl responded to it, and the guy looks at her and goes, I didn't know that you knew what soaking was or like what it meant. And she goes, yeah, I know what it is. He goes, oh really? And so, you know, I don't know what the first question was, but it brought up soaking. And so then the boyfriend found out that his girlfriend does know what it is. He like thought she didn't. And then the interviewer, she was like, so like, would you guys soak or whatever? And then the boyfriend was like, well, now that she knows what it is, like, yeah, I'd consider it. And she's like, yeah, I'd do it. And then the interviewer was like, haha, if you guys do it, like, I'll shake the bed for you, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, obviously joking. And she's one of us. And the guys were like, or the guy was like, yeah, one of us. And the guy was like, oh, like, how much would you charge? And the girl's like, I'd do it for free. And then she's like, wait, do people charge to shake your bed?
Wait, charge as in money?
Yeah, to be the bed shaker or whatever for people
that's
who
like
soak. And he goes,
job?
Yeah. He goes, yeah, like, a lot of people do it for like 50 or like sometimes 100. And then he said, per shake.
Wait, I'm sorry, so like two, that's $200.
Yeah, they're charging per shake.
Why? I'm sorry for the awkward pauses to people listening.
No, and it's
I'm
great because there's a helicopter going overhead, so I don't know if you guys can hear it, but it's
I can't
a
hear the
moment.
Helicopter. I can okay. just hear my painful discomfort.
I learned like, that Mormons, not only like students and children, not children. Wow, this is bad. Okay, let me rephrase that. I learned that Mormon students in college who are dating and not married will soak, and then their like peers will offer to shake beds for a sum of money. But also, apparently, soaking has not only like you're just, shaking in general, but it's a
Yeah.
methodical per shake experience. I always, if I had to visualize soaking, I would have thought that Mormon soaking was just like a general like shake experience.
Yeah,
And now it's
same.
reframed because it's a per shake, like very structured experience,
Yeah, I
regardless of
didn't
shake.
realize either. I thought it was just like someone standing below your lofted dorm room bed, like
Yeah.
shaking it.
Like someone on the bedpost, like bed frame.
Yeah. Wow, that's wild to me. That's a lot of money. Is this like a campus job? Like, what are those?
Then I'm like, how often are people
What's it
soaking then?
called when you get camp like school
Oh,
credit for
it's
having?
extracurricular,
No,
like.
when you get school credit for having a job on campus.
Work study.
Work study. A BYU work study is being a soaker shaker. A
Yikes.
soaker facilitator.
Dude,
I
I.
have so many issues with this.
Oh,
And it's
yeah.
not just like this part of Mormonism, but it's a lot of different parts of like religion in general that's so restrictive, especially in terms of sexuality, because it's like, do you believe in this all-knowing, omnipresent God who, by definition, knows literally everything, what you think, what you feel, what you meant to think, what you meant to feel. And yet, you think he doesn't know that you're soaking or your like backdoor experience, whatever, isn't like is a loophole? Like, you really think God doesn't know that? It
Yeah.
drives me insane. Like, to no extent does it make my mind want to explode the hypocrisy and contradictory aspects of practices like that.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's
Like, they
like,
just think it doesn't count.
do you have to like pray and have a certain intent in your heart before you soak? Like, that's so wild to me.
Yeah. Like, it just, yeah. It drives me crazy. It's driven me crazy since I was in like a religious upbringing, elementary school, middle school, whatever, and the whole like idea of abstinence and saving yourself with for marriage was like drilled into our heads. Yeah, and it just like, I don't know, it really gets under my skin. I'm like, you really fucking think. Oh,
You
the other part of this, sorry, not done, still on my soapbox,
Oh,
is
perfect.
when young religious couples rush to get married just so that they can bang and have it be okay in the rule book. Like, you really think God doesn't know that you're getting married just to have sex?
Yeah. The whole religious aspect in marriage in general is like, obviously, there's so many different facets and layers and like fucked up things. But it's
So
like when
many.
people do that, and then my also like my favorite is like if you get divorced in the
Yeah.
at least the Catholic Church,
Yeah.
like okay, you like in the eyes of the law, you got to sign some papers, you might have to pay some legal fees for lawyers if it's just like, assuming it's a pretty amicable split. But like then you have to get divorced in the eyes of the church, which is separate.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if they call it an annulment or whatever, but
Catholicism is crazy when it comes to
you have to
divorce
like,
and marriage
yeah, you
standards
have to
in
like
general.
go through like some classes or some shit,
Yeah,
and like
pre-cana, yeah.
essentially all you have to do to get divorced is pay them a shit ton of money. That's literally what it all boils down to, because it's like
Which
you could be.
is not taxable, by the way.
Correct. So
Let's
not
not
only are
forget.
you legally separated and divorced then from your partner, but then you have to go through and pay more money to a church so you can get
Yeah.
married again in a church someday. Otherwise, you can't get married in a church again.
We can just make this an entire anti-religion episode because also the idea of tithing
Oh.
to your church drives me equally as insane. I'm like, you're just taking. I remember as a kid, like sitting in church and this stupid little bucket would get passed down the row and people would put like their dollar bills in. And I would see like kids putting their money and being encouraged by their parents. And I'm like, this poor kid's like babysitting money or like, you know, like $5 allowance is now going untaxable to a church. Like, for what? They're like, oh, we're making renovations. And then those renovations never happen. I'm like, the only thing my church ever did growing up was repaint.
Yeah.
Like, where did it all go? Yeah. So that's really, I mean, I could go on and on. That's like the main points of religion that just really, really
There,
get under
well,
my
speaking
skin.
of tithing, there is somebody that I started following on TikTok because she has a whole series called Tithing to TLC and like
Wait.
talks about how like the Mormon like Duggars and stuff like that
Yeah.
and like all these other shows that spun off of it kind of like.
So you do mean TLC as in the
Learning
cable network?
channel, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's like she talks about how like they're all kind of intertwined and how like certain contracts worked or whatever that we know now
Yeah.
and like how the Josh Duggar shit all unfolded. Anyway, it's very fascinating. I highly recommend you if you out there, you listeners, search tithing to TLC if that all fascinates
You
you.
lot. Oh my
You
gosh.
people, you.
One
Anyway.
thing I haven't been able to stop thinking about that I recently saw, the movie Poor Things. Have
Oh,
you seen it yet?
no, that's the Emma Stone Frankenstein one.
Yes.
Okay.
So it won
I almost went
picture.
to see it with my mom.
Don't. I mean, your parents are pretty cool, but like even your parents, I think I would be uncomfortable like if I were you sitting next to them watching this movie.
Yeah.
There is so much banging. Like,
No, I don't want to watch sex scenes with my mother.
yeah,
So,
like
bye, mom.
inexplicable amount and like all like the gamut of
Oh.
sexual relations is covered in this movie, like sexuality wise, kink wise, amount of people wise, like literally everything under the sun that's probably like a sub tab on Pornhub is findable in the movie Poor Things.
Damn, Hulk's a
So
freak.
yeah, I mean, props to Emma Stone, who had never really, to my knowledge, done a role anywhere near that before. I will say, if you've seen it, I'm interested to hear people's thoughts. I preferred the second half of the movie to the first. Like, at first, I was really close to turning it off and didn't think I was going to be able to get through it. And then the second half actually got pretty good. But Audrey and I were talking about this, especially over the last like decade. It feels like Best Picture and movies that are nominated for Oscars in general really walk this fine line between being a really good movie and a really weird movie. It's almost like the weirder you can get, the more like A24 adjacent, giving you this really uncomfortable feeling when you're watching it, the more likely critics are to be like, wow, so avant-garde. This is worth an award.
Yeah, you really
And
pushed the boundaries here.
right. And I'm just like, was it pushing the boundaries or did I spend the entire movie with goosebumps and the hairs on the back of my neck standing up and nausea? Like,
Yeah.
not sure.
Yeah. No, I think that's a really fair point. As with everything with art, it's like, yes, it's all valid, but there's certain things that's like, this is really pushing a boundary versus like, this is just weird to be weird. And like,
Yeah.
there's credit to both of those things. There's a time and a place, but
Yeah,
for an
but it's
Oscar movie, there should be some sort of more criteria there. Again, I haven't
and
seen the
it's
movie, so I can't really
yeah,
speak anything else other than
it
generics.
honestly swept like costume design, hair and makeup. Emma Stone won Best Leading Actress for it. I think people anticipated it sweeping because of its like weird nature, and just like how much it was loved in the media.
I think
Barbie
it,
was snubbed,
well,
as
yeah,
we
we all
all
knew that.
know.
We knew that going in, and it's like
Yeah.
poor things or pretty
Yeah,
things?
Poor Things.
Okay, Poor Things also had Emma Stone, Mark Ruffalo, and like a couple other famous people in there
Yeah,
too, like big name famous.
pretty stacked.
So.
I wanted Barbie to at least watch. I mean, I know that Billie Eilish won for best original song for a motion picture, but I
Yeah.
wanted it to get some type of like recognition. I think America Ferrera should have won supporting for that. just to like give them something. I don't know.
All we got was Ryan Gosling performing the I'm Just Ken song, which that irony also is not lost on me.
Me neither. Well, in general, the fact that the most like media attention the movie got was Ryan Gosling and that song and the follow-up performance and the follow-up merch and the TikTok viral aspect, like everything was about being Ken. And yeah. I was like, this is hilarious. The movie was about women.
And it was about Ken discovering what patriarchy is. And would you look at that, all the parts where he's discovering patriarchy are the parts that are popular.
Would you look at that? Oh, so crazy. Happy International Women's Month, everyone. I don't know if we said that on the last
Women's History. Woo!
I was just on a call for work where there were 9 people on the call and only one of them was a man. And it was like a pretty serious topic. Like, you know, we're not just like a chit chat, like a real heavy work call, whatever. And I just slacked like one of my managers and I was like, this work call is so International Women's Month of us. And she was just like, fuck yeah.
How progressive of us.
Yeah, but it's nice, you know, to look around and see that you're surrounded by mostly women in a workplace. It's always a good feeling.
Yeah, it is nice to see that. And like women that aren't just below a senior manager level. Like you have women right. in your company yeah. that like actually are in like VP and, you know, like the proportion of women who are in like managing roles and stuff.
Like, yeah, it's not like it was just like 8 like executive assistants.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I saw that. Oh, what was it? It was like some type of hearing where the woman being questioned was a pilot, a Delta pilot, and the senator. Oh,
maybe about the Boeing.
Maybe
airplane issues.
This is another time where I'm just speaking out of my ass. I saw something on the internet. I didn't follow up about it, and now I'm trying to talk about it, and I have literally no ground.
That's all I've done. That's all I've done this entire time.
Maybe it was Boeing. It was a woman pilot who introduced herself and said she's a first officer for Delta, and the man who was interviewing her said, so what does your day-to-day look like as a stewardess? And she was like, I'm sorry, what? I'm not a stewardess. And he was like, oh, you're a pilot. And she was like, yes, I'm a first officer. And he was like, I'm sorry, I don't know why I said that. And like his apology seemed genuine. Like it really did seem like he tripped over his words and just kind of like looked at her. But obviously it's awful that he looked at her and assumed that she was a stewardess and not capable of being a pilot. But he didn't like seem like an asshole after when he was being like, oh, I'm sorry. But it was just like the inherent like response to just be like, oh, stewardess was so insane that it was so quick. He didn't even think. It was just like, oh, I'm seeing this woman who works in the airline industry sitting in front of me and my brain is going to block out herself introducing herself as a pilot and just call her a stewardess. I was like, oh, we love it.
Yeah.
We
what is love it like the first reaction you have to something, like your gut reaction is like what you've been taught or trained, and then the way you like your second reaction or the way you react to that is like what you've learned, like what you actually feel, because it's not like you're just ingrained on it. But then he didn't, he never corrected himself until he was corrected, so it's like he, you know, he's not used to seeing women in power.
Boo-hoo. Ew. Cry me a river.
I would like to switch some topics here, and I want to talk about the
smooth as fuck transition.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to talk about I was thinking about read receipts, and I also really like how in groups messages, you can like remove people or leave a conversation.
Yes, you've recently had a very epic one of those.
And you are famous for removing people from a group when they say something stupid and then adding them back later, or if they piss you off, like in a funny way.
Yeah.
And then you add them back later.
Like, I do be doing that.
It's so good. I have a screenshot from one of our conversations in a group chat where one of our friends said, I want to be 28. And we all just kind of like reacted like, dude, what the fuck? And then you removed her from the conversation. And I said, super fair, Kimmy. And another friend said, the board did vote. And then you said you're screaming, laughing alone in your office. And then literally you gave it a solid minute and then added her back to the conversation, said, welcome back. Have you thought about what you said?
I mean, sometimes people just need to be put in a little timeout. We can't have these out-of-pocket things flying around.
And it's so funny. I love the drama that it adds when you can just, like, remove someone from a conversation and be like, okay, now you had time to think.
Apple giving us that power was just too much responsibility. Like, the things that we can do by being able to remove people from a group chat is just so epic. I've done it a few times, but I can never keep the person out of the group chat for that long because I'm also really scared that someone's going to take it offensively and be sensitive. So I mean, it was as long as I could last. And then I was like, said every man everywhere. And then I had to add her back because I felt bad, but it is a power move. I love doing it sarcastically and ironically. You had a good and graceful exit from a group chat concerning St. Patrick's Day plans.
Yeah.
Where the plan was to bring food and kind of brunch pregame and then go day drink. And Audrey said, is anyone allergic to nuts? And mind you, there's probably like 15 people in this group.
I don't know if I know everyone in this group chat.
And Hannah goes, yeah, period. D's nuts. And then leaves the group chat. So it literally reads, is anyone allergic to nuts? Yeah, D's nuts. Hannah Donnelly has left the conversation.
I was like, yeah, D's nuts.
And then Audrey just goes, that's iconic. Lucy said, ha 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 ha, so did I. Sean goes, amazing. Chris goes, wow, am I straight now? Joke's on me. Hannah's a gay. It's so good.
That is so funny.
So much power in removing people and leaving group chats. Like, I also tend to do it in a moment of heightened drama. Like if I'm actually mad at someone.
Yeah, you do that.
I do that. I'm just like, I want nothing to do with you anymore. I'm leaving this group chat. Like if I'm fighting with you, you can bet your bottom dollar the first fucking thing that I've done is left any group chats that we were both in.
You've stopped sharing your location and you've left the group chats. And that's how you know Kimmy's because having it's a time.
I mean, I should probably therapize this, but it's like the thing that I can control in that moment is our connectivity via whatever our phones provide. So if I'm having a falling out with someone in the middle of a fight where like, and usually it's when it's past the point of being like repaired, I'm like, I know that this is irreparable. Like I have to just exit. My first instinct is like, cut it off via phone. I'm like, stop sharing my location. Like, if this is going to happen, you don't deserve to know where I am or where I'm existing. Get out of the group chats. That includes like Instagram groups, Snapchat groups. I'm like, see ya. Muting on Instagram. I'm like, I'm not watching your stories. You're not getting that satisfaction. You're blocked from mine. Congratulations. Like, I might not block someone entirely because that I feel like just sends a whole different signal. I don't know. That also could just be in my head.
Yeah. I mean, the Instagram has what you can restrict people now too, which is kind of nice. So it's like, you don't have to like, if somebody's going to react to you blocking them on social media and like escalate it, you don't have to deal with that, which is nice. You
can do it more gently. I know we may have talked about this, but I'm just really ready for Instagram to fully turn off DMs. Like I'm really passionate about how much I hate DMs. I don't read them. If I do, you should feel honored. Like, I just hate DMs. I hate the notification. I don't watch reels. But I also hate when men that you met once don't get out of your DMs literally ever.
Yeah.
And I have an example of this.
And you...
What?
I was going to say, and you have several examples.
I have several examples. I do have several. From like previous coworkers. Good.
That's the one
time.
That is wild to me when it's someone that you've worked with and they like literally won't hop out of your DMs.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I had a couple of years ago this guy that I
While
worked
you're
with.
work while you're working with them too.
Yeah, I had this guy that I worked with who like our the company I worked for was pretty social. Like we all had a lot of like friends in each other or whatever. And so it was pretty common for us like to be connected on social media. And one of these guys that I worked with followed me, and at first it was like pretty, I guess, like normal, like no interaction really. Maybe like would like a photo. And then I think especially after I left the company, I started getting more like, pressing DMs, like fire emojis, like suggestive things, like annoying things too, where he would reply and be like, oh, you've got to be on drugs here. Like if I was at an EDM show, and I would just reply and be like,
I'm at Echo
what?
Stage. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. So I eventually ended up blocking him. But this guy, I met out in Arlington at the like fall of last year. I wasn't, and by met, I mean like he approached me and our friend, and I was stone cold sober, and I was just having a conversation with him about stand-up comedy. I was not interested in him. I kept trying to end the conversation and get out of it. He was so persistent, wouldn't leave me alone. And he ended up being like, well, can I follow you on Instagram? And I was like, if this is going to end the conversation, then like by all means.
Didn't he smell bad too?
Yeah. Do you remember what I said he smelled like?
Oh yeah, it was like it wasn't even like armpit smell. It was like old, like post-sex, like
Yes.
stinky semen ball sack.
Yes. This guy smelled like cock and balls.
A used cock and balls.
Like, I can't explain it. It was so foul. Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm having like visceral reactions to talking about this. But he followed me on Instagram in that moment, which was okay. I have it pulled up now. October 8th is the first DM he ever sent me, which says, it was good meeting you last night. I don't reply. He does stand up comedy in the DMV. So then on later that day, he goes, you should come to my show on the 27th. And I said, I'm out of town. He goes, oh, true. Where are you going? I don't reply. Then he replies to my story. How was it? Just me at a comedy show. He goes, cool if I send the link for the tickets on the 27th. I said, I told you, I'm out of town. He goes, oh, shoot. I'm sorry. My B. I don't reply. Then I saw that was the last time I ever replied. Okay. So that was October 13th, approximately 4 days after we met. Then he starts replying to all my stories. Tough loss about a Penn State game. How was your Halloween? Were you at a concert? You have a podcast? I'll def check it out. I love Cascade. What festival are you at? I have a show on the 24th if you're around. I have an extra ticket. I was also thinking about going to Nightmare in DC on the 22nd if you're interested. Happy Thanksgiving. I love that place. Are you going to Clarendon tonight? Happy New Year, Kimmy. I love that place. I'll drive next time. Talking about skiing. I'd love to play pickleball with you next time. And then this was the nail in the coffin. A couple of weeks ago, I very unfortunately had a loss in my family. And I took a few days off work to grieve. And I went to Whole Foods. And because, I was trying to feed myself in a time of sadness. And I always stop and look at the flowers because I normally buy some. They've been kind of expensive lately coming off Valentine's Day. But there was a bouquet that said, it was called the happiness bouquet. And I just looked at it and like got emotional because I was like, I've never seen that before. Of course, on this day that I'm like beside myself, it's called the happiness bouquet. So I posted a picture of it on my Instagram story and said, I'll take 700. And he replied and said, I'm gonna try to block his name. But it said, oh, it went away. It said, I'll buy you one. And
Ooh.
I literally went to the moon. I was like, I mean, obviously, I'm not posting on my Instagram like, hey, someone died in my family. I'm really sad. And that's why I'm posting this. So, like, I get that he didn't have the context, but it was just the push that I needed to finally block him. But the persistence was from October to March of not a single reply.
I just love that you were reading that off, and I was like, this has been a while. And then you go, Happy Thanksgiving. I was like, that was all in October and like early
Yeah.
November. In the span of a month, he sent you like 55.
Yeah. So not only do I not want Instagram DMs enabled on my profile because I don't want reels, I also don't want that, whatever that is.
Yeah. So if you guys are trying to get a hold of Kimmy on the podcast and you've been DMing her, don't.
All my fans in our
You can DM the funny, hot, and very cool one.
I
I
do
also
check
have,
those.
I will respond to those as well.
Yeah, I do check those. And like I appreciate a DM every once in a while if it's from like an old friend, like but like I don't know. I just can't with the men and the fire emojis. It just really, it's too much for my brain.
It is too much. Speaking of men, I have top three from Hinge this week that
Oh, I
made
thought you
me
just meant top three in general. I was like, damn.
top three men. No,
Top three
top
men.
three things I've seen on a dating profile on Hinge this week.
Okay.
So one person said that they were looking for a long-term relationship, and when you put long-term relation or your relationship type on your Hinge
Yeah.
profile, you have an option to add like a comment or elaborate or whatever the hell. So it said long-term relationship. Underneath, they wrote girlfriend, please.
Okay. I took that as like, girl, please, but I know that's not
Girlfriend,
what it
please.
meant.
I would like one girlfriend, please.
Yeah. I mean, that's, yeah,
This.
relatable at this point. Like, when I remake a Hinge, it's gonna be like, miss me with your non-committal bullshit.
Seriously, I'm like, I just want someone who wants to spend time with me.
That's so hard to ask. So much to ask.
Apparently. Prompt number two, person number two said that they were convinced that all the pretty girls are either taken or on coke, frowny face emoji.
Is this Miami? Like, what?
That mean?
I have a really funny side comment about Miami. So, I went to the ACC tournament this week in DC and went to the Miami Boston College game. And the team's cheerleaders, like, it seemed like core cheerleaders because, like, a lot of the men weren't there, like the tumblers and people. I feel like it was like just the like actual cheer. I don't know
They
how to
probably don't want to
describe it.
travel with like the full squad anyway.
Yeah, so it was like whatever, like a trimmed down version of the cheer team. And the both like cheer teams were incredible. Like, obviously these women are all stunning. And I had a realization that the women on the Miami cheer team, though the women on the Boston College cheer team were also very petite, the women on the Miami cheer team were like, I don't even know of like a politically correct way to say how small they were, but I just kept sitting there being like, are you on cocaine? Like, that was like my first thought because
Speed cocaine, yeah.
they were so tiny, and I was like, obviously you're a cheerleader, you have to be small. Like, if you're a flyer, especially, like these BC girls were tiny, they were small. And then the Miami girls, I was like, oh my God, you're borderline emaciated. Like, wow.
Yeah.
So it was just a little interesting side by side. Okay.
That's
Sorry, continue.
interesting. I heard that prompt and I was like, oh, so if I'm pretty and single, then I must be on coke is what you're telling me.
I
Either
mean,
that or
that's
I'm
whatever.
ugly. Am I ugly? Steve? I don't know what his name was. So this last one, I think I closed the app after this because I just didn't know what to do.
Threw your phone at a wall.
Man number, yeah, literally, man number three, contestant number three said, I'm weirdly attracted to
No.
cornfields.
Like, do you think he meant, but do you think he meant an inaccurate description of the hairstyle?
No.
Oh. What is wrong with people? Cornfields? Like, have you seen Signs, my guy? Is that like what you're jerking off to at the end of the
So he
day?
just wants to be a child of the corn, like
Yeah. Wait, Signs is the one in the corn, right? Where they like do the alien signs in the
yeah, I thought
cornfield.
so.
Okay. It's been a while. Oh
Yeah,
my God. That
I'm
is
like, so you
so.
drive past a cornfield and just get like rock hard, or like how does this work for you?
Also, interesting take, dude. Corn is a very phallic vegetable. Should we talk about that?
Sounds a little gay to me.
Gay.
Do what you will with your corn in your free time.
You should have responded.
Sounds gay.
Yeah, you know that probably a guy in central PA would freak out about that.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, my God.
Removes it from profile immediately.
I also love being in a gym and just witnessing, like, the really cutesy things that men do in gyms. And I know there's been, like, stand-up bits about that. And, like, Jenny Slate has one about, like, football. But it's, like, you know, when they're squat, like, some guy was squatting yesterday and, like, his buddy is just, like, you know, almost bear hugging him going down yeah. and up. And I'm like, he's squatting right in your crotch. Like, it's just so yeah. funny. And they walk around and, like, some of them are in high school. So it's like they like travel in packs, and some of them are older than high school, but I don't
high
know
school
their
is
age.
Traveling in packs and gyms are so scary.
No, they're just petite little boys who want, like, a muscle.
I don't know.
It's really fucking adorable in some extent, honestly. As long as they put deodorant on, I don't care. They're not.
That's true.
The gym I'm at, they're not scary looking high school boys.
I feel like the scary aspect of younger people is usually the college generation, like the true Gen Z when they're in the gym. Like, if I go in my parents' town at home, it's obviously around a time where, like, yes. everyone's on a break. And I'm always intimidated by them because I learned that, like, the new thing for Gen Z, and maybe this is driven by social media and TikTok especially, is for women to, like, look cute in the gym, like, wear makeup and leave your hair down and, like, maybe put your hair in a claw clip if you need it out of your face, but, like, not profusely sweating with your hair in a ponytail and your sweat, like, glued to your face. Yeah.
Okay, so that's not me.
No, and neither. Like, I'm just thinking right now that I'm going to work out after this and I have makeup on from recording and I'm, like, embarrassed at the fact that I'm going to be in the gym with makeup on. But when I'm in a gym where there's a bunch of Gen Zers, like, I am the odd one out.
Yeah. No,
in makeup.
So there are some Gen Z folks there and I just can't tell how old they are, but they're not the high schoolers. Yeah. And thus far, I have not really witnessed the cute aesthetic women. Mm-hmm. The men, though, like, they'll still, like, they just walk around. If they see their buddies, they, like, fist bump each other and, like, yeah. they'll come up to each other between sets, you know, and, like.
Yeah, sometimes men do cute things.
I know, it's really kind of cute. And then, like, there's, like, some old gentlemen who are there who are, like, you know, boomer-esque, and, like, they might work out together too, and it's just, like, really cute that they have, like, a buddy yeah. system, and, like, if they're doing different exercises or whatever, like, they'll, like, meet up once in a while or something.
Wow.
Or they do the exercises together the whole way around the gym. I'm just like, it's like, if I'm literally warming
good
up on, like, a cardio machine, I just observe.
Yeah.
And it's just really, like, kind of adorable and endearing to watch men of all ages and generations just kind of be like, oh, my man friends, I really want to touch you, but I'll just hover around you while I spot you. Oh,
I love it.
Yeah. So
wow, ending
really
this episode on a positive note about men, that's pretty unlike us.
Yeah, I wonder how many of them get horny from cornfields.
Yeah, you should ask.
No, I'm not going to.
Damn
because
it.
I don't know how old they are, and that's inappropriate.
Fair enough. Well, I'm going to go to the gym now and look stupid because I have makeup on and I don't feel like taking it off, nor do I have time to take it off before I go. And probably see the same three guys that I see there every day at this time, who we all, I feel like, awkwardly, like, have a system now because mm-hmm. I'm constantly at the gym with the same guys.
You guys should have a secret handshake.
Yeah, well, I did learn yesterday that one of them has a dog. It's a yellow lab, and I think it's a girl, but it did have a Georgia collar on, which is upsetting.
Maybe her name's Georgia.
Yeah. Okay, well, this was a wild one. I don't know if anyone can tell. We came in really unprepared for this.
Yeah, we had, like, two things to talk about today,
yeah.
but we made it through.
Yeah.
Everyone enjoy.
I hope you all have a wonderful week week. Oh, and that you had a safe St. Paddy's Day, because that will be over by the time this episode comes out.
For sure. For sure. If you're Irish, I hope you get pinched or kissed or whatever the hell you're looking forward to. And if you're not Irish or you don't like being touched, I hope you also don't get pinched or kissed then, I guess. I don't
didn't
know.
Get pinched or kissed.
Yeah.
Because St. Paddy's Day is going to be this weekend.
Yeah.
And then so this comes out Tuesday.
I hope everyone doesn't get pinched or kissed if they don't want to be touched.
Yeah, Slay, me. I hate when people touch me. Okay, well, we will see you all next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Bye. Bye.